I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. A new lawsuit to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program threatens to add to the list of conflicting decisions on the future of the program. A Phoenix immigration lawyer says these competing court rulings can cause confusion and increase the anxiety felt by DACA recipients. Here's Front Desk reporter Matthew Casey.
Two federal judges have ordered the federal government to keep renewing DACA permits, and a third judge recently ruled that the government will have to start accepting new DACA applications this summer unless it proves why the program is illegal. But Texas and a handful of other states just sued to force the total end of DACA. Phoenix immigration attorney Ray Ibarra Maldonado.
Well, I think the effect really is going to be people being afraid to renew their DACA when they see another lawsuit being filed.
If the Texas case leads to a ruling against the DACA program, Ibarra Maldonado says it's unlikely to affect Arizona. He says all signs point to the U.S. Supreme Court having the final say on whether the DACA program continues. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
A favorite destination in Mexico for American retirees and tourists is San Miguel de Allende. And the increasing influx of travelers to this small, colonial town in the center of Mexico is bringing with it a growing demand for real estate and concerns for the fate of the city's natural and historical legacy. Here's Front Desk reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
There's a bohemian but quite cosmopolitan vibe inside the restaurants and bars in downtown San Miguel de Allende, where a guitarist plays in a cafe. For decades, this historic place has attracted travelers and immigrants. It has 170,000 inhabitants, and nearly 8% of them are foreigners, the vast majority American retirees. But more recently, San Miguel de Allende has become a hotspot for younger expats that can do home office, Mexican premium tourists, and investors with a strong buying power.
People want to live here. You live a really good life, so whenever a city gets popular, real estate goes up.
That's Terry Kavanaugh, a Los Angeles native currently working as liaison with the foreign community for the city's government. Kavanaugh says American immigrants come here for a more peaceful and less expensive lifestyle, but as the popularity increases, less homes become available, as explains Marianne Allen, sales associate at Agave Sotheby's Realty in San Miguel.
We see, you know, not as much inventory available. It's getting better with all the building and everything, but it's the inventory is low and the demand is high.
The new constructions that Allen refers to are mainly in the outskirts of San Miguel de Allende, where even a mall and a golf course are bringing a new face to the once bucolic area. On the hilly side west of the city sits a 120-acre lot with views to the old town called Colinas de San Miguel. Janelle Penner from Phoenix is an international real estate broker managing the project.
Well, we know that the market in Phoenix is quite hot, and actually we know that the same is true here in San Miguel.
She thinks the new developments and the population growth are challenging, but it's also helping improve the region and the market.
I think the problem and the opportunity kind of go hand in hand.
But the growth of the city and the real estate boom have become a serious concern to some local leaders. Guillermo González Engelbrecht is the director of the San Miguel de Allende Tourism Board. He proudly describes me the surrounding buildings on San Miguel's central square.
We're standing right in front of the house of Ignacio Allende, the first soldier of the country. Then we have this historical home as the city council, which is the first city council of independent men. And then the parish church, La Parroquia de San Miguel Arcángel.
These pink limestone constructions are the main reason why the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, designated San Miguel's Old Town as a World Heritage Site. A nomination that has brought big responsibilities.
Well, I wish we got money. No money, but we have obligations.
González tells me the 64 blocks protected by the UNESCO need to be carefully preserved. But many homeowners decided to sell their properties or transform them into businesses.
Because people see that there is money in this town and they want to make a big business, and it's not usually like the best for this city.
The local authorities decided to temporarily block anyone from selling, buying or remodeling downtown properties while new regulations come in a few months. But the expansion of the city is also unsettling, and the authorities want to control it. Water supply and visual noise brought by contemporary constructions on the surrounding hills could become a problem. Richard Shaw is the Phoenix developer that co-owns the Colinas de San Miguel lot. He says they've been filing the proper paperwork, as he knows making business in Mexico is different than in the U.S.
Well, it is in a sense, you know, there's politics.
The developer thinks Mexican businesses are relationship-driven, which could be an inconvenience sometimes, but not an obstacle. And while Shaw and other investors bet on the prosperity brought by the boom of the realty market, locals wait for the new guidelines to protect their town's history and nature. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.